Imagine you had to find the biggest animal on the planet. You might be tempted to look for an elephant. If you did, you'd be close. Elephants are the biggest animal living on dry land. But they aren't the biggest animal on Earth. Where else could you look? In the water, of course. If you were to look, you would discover many creatures living beneath the surface. But only one animal qualifies for this assignment. You need to look for a blue whale. Have you ever seen a blue whale up close? They're almost 10 times longer than the largest elephant. In fact, blue whales are the largest animal to ever have lived on planet Earth. They're much too big to swim in a lake, stream, or pond. They aren't found in large, shallower waters like the Mediterranean or Red Seas. Blue whales need an enormous body of water to survive. Luckily, our planet has plenty of deep oceans. They cover about 70% of Earth's surface. That's almost 140 million square miles of water. More than enough space for blue whales to swim in. You'll find whales in every ocean except the Arctic Ocean. So finding a blue whale would definitely be exciting, but because the ocean is so vast and deep, it's not easy to do. Whales move around. Blue whales don't stay in one place all year round. They migrate. That means they change locations when the seasons change to find food or to mate. A scientist once tracked a blue whale as it migrated. It traveled almost 1,600 miles in a single month. That's about as far as driving from Los Angeles, California, to Kansas City, Missouri. Their favorite food, krill, thrives best in cold polar regions at the northern and southern tips of the planet. Blue whales swim to those waters in the spring and summer. In the winter, the water becomes much too cold. So blue whales move back to warmer climates closer to the equator. That's where they breed and have baby whales, called calves. When the weather changes, the whales go back to their feeding grounds. Migrations take about 4 months in each direction. Even with all that moving around, blue whales mostly swim alone. If you're lucky, you might see a few blue whales swimming in the same area. That happens when they are breeding and feeding their babies. If there is plenty of food in the area, they might join together in small groups called pods, but that is very rare. So where would you even start to look for a blue whale? That depends on which type of blue whale you want to find. Southern Hemisphere blue whales. You'll discover three types of blue whales in the Southern Hemisphere. That's the southern half of the planet below the equator. Antarctic blue whales swim in the oceans near Antarctica each summer. Then they travel north toward the equator in the winter. Scientists call them true blue whales. They're a lot larger than all the other types of blue whales. Scientists aren't sure why. Pygmy blue whales are the smallest of all the blue whale subspecies. They don't travel as far south as Antarctica. They stay mostly near Madagascar, the coast of Kenya, the Seychelles, and the southern Indian Ocean. In 1970, scientists discovered a blue whale that wasn't like any of the others they'd seen. The whales were feeding off the coast of southern Chile, so they are known as Chilean blue whales. They're smaller than Antarctic blue whales, but bigger than pygmy blue whales. They feed from December to May. After that, some of them travel to waters near the Galapagos Islands for the winter.